This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, which is struggling with a surge in migrant arrivals from Africa.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Lampedusa has recently seen a sharp rise in the number of people arriving by boat. Von der Leyen set out a 10-point action plan to relieve pressure on Italy, where most migrants arrive from North Africa's shores by boat.
Migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
The plan includes using the EU's external borders agency, Frontex, to identify migrants in Italy and repatriate those not eligible for asylum.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden has a fully itinerary ahead of enduring the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York, where the war in Ukraine is one of many issues he's supposed to address.
Fresh off his historic visit to Vietnam and the G20 summit in India, U.S. President Joe Biden will again engage with world leaders, this time at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He is expected to rally support for Ukraine as he did last year.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Experts have long said that floods pose a significant danger to two dams meant to protect nearly 90,000 people in northeast Libya. And the warnings came true in the early hours of September 11th, where more than 11,300 people are reported killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he is focused on the things that American people want and not politics or political theater, following a week in which the House of Representatives opened an impeachment inquiry into allegations that he had benefited from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. All this comes as lawmakers strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past the September 30th funding deadline.
Republicans say they want more information related to the allegations.
The facts are everywhere. There are text messages. There are emails. There are witnesses. There are whistleblowers. There are meetings. There are phone calls. There are dinners. And you can't say, hey, there's a little bit of smoke. We're not going to follow the fire.
Former President Donald Trump, the current Republican frontrunner for the presidency himself, facing more than 40 felony counts in multiple court cases, says he supports a government shutdown if House Republicans don't get what he called a fair deal on a short-term spending bill. The details of such a fair deal remain unclear. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Dominican Republic's president stands firm on his closing of all borders with Haiti.
The president of the Dominican Republic is defending his decision to close air, sea, and land traffic with neighboring Haiti in a dispute over construction of a canal targeting a river that runs through both countries. President Luis Abinader said in a televised speech Sunday the border closures will remain in place until construction is halted on the canal, which seeks to use water from the river to alleviate a drought in Haiti. He says the canal will affect Dominican farmers and the environment. Abinader's administration also has stopped issuing visas to Haitians. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
China's military sent 103 warplanes toward Taiwan in a 24-hour period, and what the island has defined and was a daily record in recent times. The planes were detected between 6 a.m. Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday. China, which claims Taiwan is part of its territory, has conducted increasingly large military drills in the air and waters around Taiwan. Tensions have been growing between the two and with the United States. The U.S. is Taiwan's main supply of arms and opposes any attempt to change Taiwan's status by force. Taiwan's defense ministry said 40 of the planes crossed a symbolic halfway point between mainland China and the island, and also reported 9 naval vessels in the previous 24 hours. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.